next item is Harmony Bay, conditional use number 1651, revised site plan on Road 273.
This is a revised site plan for a 32-unit multifamily project. 32 detached units are proposed and permitted by the approved ordinance. This plan groups has nine different groups of buildings within 165-foot building envelopes. There's a 40-foot building separation between the envelopes. Each unit within the individual building envelope has a 10-foot building separation. Setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance. A swimming pool, a 700-square-foot pool house are also provided. The notes that I sent you state that the alleys are only 20 feet in width. We found out by Mr. Fuquay that the council approved the 20-foot alleyways or driveways when they approved this ordinance, so there's no need for a variance. There is a note on the site plan that each unit will be provided with three parking spaces since garages are optional. A landscaping plan would have to be submitted with the final site plan. County will provide central sewer and Tidewater will provide central water. And if you are favorable towards the site plan, final approval could be subject to once the staff receives all agency approvals. And this is similar to the plan that the commission approved back in June of 06, I believe. Same number of units, just different building layout.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning the Harmony Bay conditional use number 1651 revised site plan on Road 273, my motion is for approval as preliminary with final approval subject to the staff receiving all the agency approvals.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve Harmony Bay conditional use number 1651 revised site plan on Road 273 as a preliminary with final approval by the staff subject to receipt of all of the permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item.